And in continuation with Reis Medrash program, having Rav Sacks come speaking, Rav Sacks will be giving a two-part series on Chanukah this week and then December 14th, next week.
It's a pleasure to join you again this morning. This morning's shiur is sponsored by Linda and Milton Frank and family in memory of Lati Frank, Leah Bas Yehuda HaKohen. I wanted to begin discussing some aspects of Inyanei Chanukah. Some will be familiar in terms of what we discussed around Sukkot time regarding the concept of Hechsher Mitzvah. You know that generally speaking, the Torah tells us we're obligated to perform the mitzvah itself, and we usually think of readying the object with which the mitzvah is performed as a Hechsher Mitzvah. The Torah tells us in Rosh Hashanah Yom Tru Yelachem, we're obligated to sound the shofar, how we secure the shofar, to see to it that it's fit and proper for the purpose of a mitzvah, is not part of the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar itself, but rather, that is considered to be a hechsher mitzvah. But yet, there are indications in Gaonim and Rishonim that there are several exceptions. When it comes, for example, to the mitzvah of sukkah, the Shiltos writes of Achaigon Kuf Samach Tes, Chayiv Inish Lemevad Mitalosa Ulemesuva. You're obligated to construct a sukkah and to sit in sukkah. The implication of Shiltos is clear. Not merely a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, but also creating the sukkah itself is part of that mitzvah. And this is what Rashi writes in the beginning of Maseches Makos. Gathering the schach is not a mitzvah, but rather writes the asiyas sukkah, Rashi comments, is already the onset of the mitzvah of sukkah. In fact, the Yerushalmi tells us in Brachos and Perek Tes, the Gemara Menachos and Daf Membeis, Rav Adda Bar Abba Rame Chutei Umavarech. Rav Adda Bar Abba used to make a bracha at the time that he formed, that he made the tzitzis. Not only wearing the dalet kanfos and tzitzis, but creating the tzitzis themselves is considered to be part of that mitzvah. Why should that be the case? When do you assume that making the Heftah Shal Mitzvah is merely a Hechsher Mitzvah? When do you assume that, no, the Mitzvah already commences at the time of creating the Heftah Shal Mitzvah? The Netziv in Shultos Kuf Samates writes a beautiful distinction. Sometimes the Torah merely informs us of the details, the performance of the Mitzvah itself. It doesn't tell us much at all about the creation of the Heftah Shal Mitzvah. When it comes, the example I mentioned earlier, Shofar, the Torah tells us, Yom Tru Yelachem, little is mentioned at all about making the shofar itself. But yet, there are many clear exceptions. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, the Torah doesn't only tell us that, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yomim, sit in sukkah, the Torah also tells us, Chalka Sukkos Tasalacha, which the Gemara interprets, Tasav Lo Manasui, referring to Asiyas HaSukkah. When it comes, for example, to tzitzis, the Torah doesn't only tell us we're obligated to wear the tzitzis, but rather the osalim tzitzis, gedilim tase, we're obligated to form the tzitzis. When it comes to mezuzah, the Torah doesn't mention kviyas mezuzah, we're obligated to place, to erect the mezuzah, but rather, as we say in the parsha of Kriyashma, uchesavton, to write the mezuzah. Sometimes, the Torah goes out of its way and underscores explicitly the Hechsher Mitzvah, what we think is mere preparation in order to perform the mitzvah properly. Netziv writes the following Kiddush. If the Torah only mentions the details of performance of mitzvah, so therefore the Hechsher Mitzvah of course is necessary, but that is not an inherent part of the quality of the mitzvah itself. In those instances that I mentioned, where the Torah tells us and underscores the creation of the object of the mitzvah, that is the Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah, and in many respects is endowed with the characteristics of the mitzvah itself. When it comes, for example, to making all the clay hamikdash, a machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, should these be counted as one of Tariq Mitzvos or not? The Rambam writes there's one general mitzvah, Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solchon, to construct a mishkan, a beis hamikdash, with all the requisite kelim. The Ramban disagrees and comments that really is not true. We can't assume that klei hamikdash are part of the mitzvah of osli mikdash v'shachanti b'solchon. So the Ramban writes, if that's true, Do we count every commandment that you find in Truman Tetzav as an independent mitzvah? The Ramban writes no. Why is it necessary to create the Klei HaMikdash? Simply a Hechsher mitzvah. Why do you have a Mizbeach? A mitzvah of Hakravas HaKarbanos. Why is it that you have a Shulchan? A mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. That's a further illustration, according to the Ramban, of a Hechsher mitzvah, Haksuva Bekra, where the Torah goes out of its way and underscores the creation of the object that subsequently will facilitate performance of the mitzvah. Where do you find differences, lahalacha, between a Hechsher mitzvah stam as opposed to a Hechsher mitzvah haksuva bakra? The Mishnah begins in the very beginning of second parak of Maseches Kedushin telling us ha'ish mekadesh bo uvishlucho, ha'ish miskadesh es bo uvishlucho, a man can marry himself, or he can appoint a shliach to perform the act of Kedushin. And similarly, a woman herself can accept the kesef of Kedushin or appoint a shliach to do so. The Gemara asks a very simple question. If, after all, it can be done ayyadei shliach, so therefore bo mi baya, is there any suffix that you can do so yourself? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us ha'ish mekadesh bo uvishlucho? The Gemara answers to tell us the concept of mitzvah bo yosri b'shlucho. It is more of a mitzvah for you to perform the Maisa Kedushin, to marry your wife, than to do so al yedei shliach. Is Kedushin a mitzvah, or is it not? The Rambam writes that there is a mitzvah of Kedushin, aside from the obligation of Puruvu, a mitzvah daraisa of ki kachishisha. Very good. The Gemara applies the principle then of mitzvah bo, yosim b'shlucho. The Rosh and the Ran disagree. They maintain that there is no mitzvah at all of Kedushin. Kedushin is merely a Hechsher mitzvah. But yet, the Gemara applies the principle of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. The Netziv comments, do we apply this principle of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho not to a mitzvah, to a Hechsher mitzvah? The Netziv writes, it depends. If it's a Hechsher mitzvah which is not written at all in the Psukim of Torah, then there's no halacha of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. But precisely in those cases where the Torah goes out of its way and it underscores the Hechsher mitzvah, then it's true. It can be discharged through others, but yet mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Kedushin, mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Asiyas ha-sukkah, it is preferable a person construct his own sukkah than have someone do it on his behalf. If a person knows how to form to make the tzitzis, va'osulem tzitzis, mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. If you could write the mezuzah, uchsavtam, mitzvah bo, yosumi b'shlucho. That's one difference, la'alacha. In fact, we mentioned, Rav Agav Rabbi used to recite a bracha, precisely in those cases that Netziv explains, which is a hechsher mitzvah, haksuva b'kra. And even though we don't follow that practice of Rav Agav Rabbi, the Gemara tells us in Menachos that's because it's true. There's a concept of hechsher mitzvah, but we always recite the birchas ha-mitzvah on the Gemar mitzvah, on the conclusion of the mitzvah. And therefore, we wait until we wear the tzitzis, sit in the sukkah, erect the mezuzah, in order to recite the bracha. But the Gemara does tell us, in sukkah, daf mem vav, what about the bracha of Shechianu? The bracha of Shechianu on mitzvah, in principle, can be applied even at the time of asiyah. And therefore, the Gemara tells us, ha'osa sukkah la'atzmo, mivarech alehazman. In principle, when a person constructs the sukkah, already at that time he can recite the bracha of Shechianu. How is that possible? Shouldn't we argue the mitzvah as of yet has not begun? The answer is no. Sukkah is part of that category of Hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'kra. So the Yerushalmi has the berchas ha-mitzvah, the Bavli sukkah daf memvav, the bracha of Shechianu. The Netziv writes, mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. In fact, that's the Ramah that tells us immediately in Matzah Yom HaKippurim, a person should begin constructing his sukkah. Why is that true? Because construction of sukkah is not just simply a hechsher mitzvah. That is already the tchilas ha-mitzvah, a hechsher mitzvah ksuv b'kra. And therefore, to go mechayil al-chayil Matzah Yom HaKippurim, immediately begin with the onset of another mitzvah, with constructing the sukkah itself. In the Tziv even points out, when you look in the Gemara, in the third parak of Shavuos, the Sugya and the Darim as well, the Gemara discusses examples of making a neder or a shvua that I will or will not perform a mitzvah. And the language of the Mishnah Gemara is sukkah she'eni oseh. I will not construct a sukkah. A striking term. We would think the shvur or neder should be, I will not sit in the sukkah, or the sukkah is forbidden. The Netziv points out, apparently you see that constructing sukkah, since that is considered to be a hekshar mitzvah, ksuv bekra, that already is endowed with many of the characteristics of the mitzvah itself. This is very relevant, not only to those cases that I mentioned, but even for the mitzvah of kavod and oneg Shabbos. The Navi Yeshaya tells us, "Akarasla Shabbos oneg, the kadosh Hashem uchuvan." Every Shabbos we must pay heed to kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos. Kavod means to honor, oneg means to delight. But exactly what is the difference between kavod and oneg? The Gon writes in the very end of Hilchos Yontif, Tavkuf Chavtes, and this is implied in the Rambam as well, Perek Hey of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. The difference between kavod and oneg is as follows. Oneg refers to the benefit, the delight that a person receives on the day of Shabbos itself, during Shabbos. When I have a Suda Shabbos, that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of oneg. What is the mitzvah of kavod? The Vilna Gaon explains that is not referring to that which I do on Shabbos itself, but just as I honor a guest by preparing well in advance of his arrival, so too preparation for Shabbos is the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. That's the chiddush that the Vilna Gaon writes, very meduyak in Lashon HaRambam, Perek Hey, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. That means when we prepare for Shabbos, it is not mere preparation, but rather that is the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. The first page in the Shultos, the Netziv writes, we therefore apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Let's assume all preparation will be made. All a person has to do is walk in and everything is ready for Shabbos. You'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah of oneg, but not the mitzvah of kavod. Kavod Shabbos means everyone must actively participate in preparing for Shabbos itself. Kavod Shabbos is not just simply a hechsher mitzvah. That's a hechsher mitzvah ksuva bekra, v'karasala Shabbos oneg, l'kadosh Hashem uchuban. The Rambam underscores this distinction of kavod and oneg in those two places, Perek Hey, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rambam cites a fascinating example of a mitzvah that has both elements, kavod and oneg, and that's the mitzvah of licht benching, of hadlakas aneiros. The Rambam maintains the following. Why is it that you bench licht early? Well, obviously, you have no choice. You're going to wait until Shabbos, Rachman al-Tzlan, and then fulfill the mitzvah of hadlakas aneiros? Certainly not. But the Rambam writes there's much more to it than that. The reason hadlaka is mibod yom is not just simply because there's no option. Of course that's the case. But more than that, that is the mitzvah of kavod. The Rambam writes hadlakas aneiros has two elements. It's a mitzvah of kavod Shabbos and also a mitzvah of oneg. To delight from the neros on Shabbos on Yantif itself, that is the mitzvah of oneg. But hadlaka mi ba'od yom is not just simply because you have no choice, that is the mitzvah of kavod. In fact, the bracha that the Yerushalmi writes on hadlakas aneros is lahadlik ner l'chavod Shabbos. Because at the time the bracha is recited, it's not yet the mitzvah of oneg, it's the mitzvah of kavod, and that's the nusach habracha. Our nusach based on the gonim is to recite the more general bracha, encompassing both kavod as well as oneg. It's very unclear, it's today's even Tosus, in Shabbos, Nav Chafei, whether there is a bracha entirely on hadlokas and eras. Today is in Tosus, and today is in the Rishonim what the nusach habracha would be, lichvod Shabbos, or simply the general bracha of lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. But the Rambam writes the reason the hadlaka is mibod yom is not just simply because you have no choice, but that is the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. The Pri Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Petterberger, and Simen Vav discusses the following. What about when it comes to yontif? If the only reason that we light mibod yom on Erev Shabbos is because, look, you have no choice. You can't wait until Shabbos to light, necessarily. You must light earlier. Well, on yontif, when I'm allowed to extend the flame on yontif, let me simply wait until tzeis, and I'll light at that particular time. But if you assume that the reason we light mibod yom is a function of the mitzvah of kavod, then the Rambam writes, Perek Vav Hilchos Yontif, the mitzvah of kavod and oneg is not limited to Shabbos. Kishem shechayavin lechabed Shabbos longo, just as we're obligated in kavod and oneg Shabbos, the same is true, the Rambam writes, when it comes to Yontif as well. And therefore, the Tshuvas Pri Yitzchak, even on Yontif, ideally one should light Mibod Yom as a manifestation of the mitzvah of Kavod. We in Chutz La'aretz are faced, as we discussed earlier, with the following difficulty. We observe 2 days of Yontif. What will happen when it comes to the second night of Yontif? If a person is going to be concerned about Kavod for Yontif Sheni and light earlier, a person is doing Malach HaRishon, Malach and Yontif Rishon for Yontif Sheni, that certainly cannot be done. So therefore, Yontif Sheni necessarily, we must wait until Seis, Yontif Rishon, already two different minhagim that the women have, whether to light earlier, whether to light late. Tosfos even writes in Beitz and Daf Chav Beis, a very great Chiddush, that in earlier times, in their times, they didn't have electricity. So therefore, already in the afternoon of Yontif Rishon, it was starting to get dark. The house was darkening, they needed light on Yontif Rishon for Yontif Rishon. And they used to extend the flame even on Yontif Rishon. And once they were doing so, Tosfos writes, they used to already recite a bracha of Lahadlik Ner. We cannot do so, because the only reason we are lighting is purely because of Yontif Sheni. We necessarily wait until Seis HaKochavim. So that certainly is our practice when it comes to second day Yontif. First day of Yontif, two different minhagim. Either lo plug, don't distinguish between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni, or no. When it comes to Yontif Rishon, if we can seize the opportunity of Kavod Yontif, we do so. When it comes to Yontif Sheni, then we wait until Seis HaKochavim. But this is the Chiddush, the Rambam's view. Hadlaka Mibod Yom is not just simply because you have no choice, but that is part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yontif. This Chiddush of the Rambam is very relevant when it comes to Ner Chanukah as well. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Chof Aleph Mabeis, Mitzvasa, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Mishetishka Hachama, Ad Shetichla Rega Menashok. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah commences Tishka Hachama. Two views in the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Mordechai, Tishka Hachama either means sunset, the Rambam Shita, according to Mordechai, it means the conclusion of Shkiyas Hachama, namely, Seis HaKochavim. This accounts for two different minhagim when people light the Ner Chanukah, either after Shkia or after Tzeis or sometime in between. The Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Mordechai. And how long does the mitzvah continue? Ad Shetichla Regel Min Hashuk. The Gemara does not give us a set time, a half hour, an hour, 2 hours. The Gemara tells us the purpose of Ner Chanukah is Pirsumin Issa, and as long as people are able to appreciate the Ner, that's how long the Ner should be burning. The Ritva is explicit in that Gemara, that it all depends on time and place. If you live in an area where people are up very late, therefore the Zman of Tishka Regeman Ashuk is an extended one. And therefore, preferably, one should light the Ner Chanukah that it can burn for several hours in order that people can perceive the Ner Chanukah. Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron Avachov, is very makbid to make sure to light the Neros that will burn for several hours, because the Zman Hazeh, Tichla Regeman Ashuk, is an extended window of time. The Rambam writes in his time, it was approximately Kechati Shah, about a half hour. People did not venture out at night, and therefore, about a half hour after Shkia, everyone was already at home. You were preparing at that time to go to sleep. So therefore, the Rambam writes a half hour approximately for his time of Tichla Regeman Ashuk. For us, rush hour doesn't even begin at the half hour after Shkia. It's important, if one can, to see to it that the Neros burn an extended period while people in the home, while people in the streets can appreciate the Neros to enhance, to add to that sense of Persumanisa. So mitzvasa mishetishka hachama ad shetichla rega manashot. Technically, what does that term mitzvasa mean? The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah begins at Shkia Sachama. This is a machlokis between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam writes, Perek Dalef Hilchos Chanukah, what does mitzvasa mean? The mitzvahs hadlaka. When is the earliest possible time that one can light? If Shkia is at 4:30, the Rambam writes, the earliest time you can light is at 4:30. If you light earlier at 4:15, even if the candles continue to burn for hours, you don't fulfill the mitzvah, because the Maisa Hadlaka was before the Zman HaMitzvah. Mitzvasa means Maisa Hadlaka. The Rashba disagrees. The Gemara doesn't necessarily tell us when you are lighting. The Gemara tells us Mitzvasa, the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is fulfilled if the candle burns Mishetishka Hachama, Ashetich L'Rega Manashuk. When do you light? Rashba writes you can even light earlier. If you will light at 4:15, as long as the candle continues to burn, the mitzvah is fulfilled. According to the Rashba, the Gemara is not referring to the Zman Hadlaka, but rather the Kiyum of Hadlaka, when the mitzvah is fulfilled. The Rashba poses two questions against the view of the Rambam. Question number one, Mai Shnami Shabbos? Why should Ner Chanukah be any different from Ner Shabbos? What is the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? The Rashba explains, this is what Tosus writes in Shabbos Tav Chaf Hei, the mitzvah is one of Oneg, to derive benefit from the candles that are burning on Shabbos itself. That's the explanation the Gemara gives of the Mishnah. Ein madlikin be'itzron. You can't use a foul-smelling resin for the purpose of Ner Shabbos. Why not? Rava says, Shemi and Echenevi Eitzeh. You know what's going to happen? You'll get up, you'll leave the room, you won't benefit from the Neros on Shabbos, you only fulfill the mitzvah of lich benching if you derive benefit from the candles on Shabbos itself. But yet, when do you light? You wait until Shabbos? Of course not. You light Nibod Yom. And that's not an exception, that's the rule. That the Maisa Hadlaka does not have to be at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And just as it's true when it comes to Shabbos, it's also true, the Rashba writes, when it comes to Chanukah. You can light at 4 o'clock, at 4:15, as long as the candles continue to burn. Mishatishka Chama Shatif Tarek Manashuk, that is sufficient. So that's the first kash the Rashba raises. How can you distinguish between Shabbos as opposed to Chanukah? Question number two, the Rashba writes, what will the Rambam do with Shabbos Chanukah? You're going to wait until Shkia? Of course not. So you'll light earlier. The Rashba writes, that's not an exception. That's the rule. As long as the candles continue to burn during the appropriate window of time, even if the Maisa Hadlaka is earlier, just that's what we're going to do. Shabbos Chanukah, the Rashba writes, that can be done for the other days of Chanukah itself. Those are two kashas the Rashba writes against the Shitas Rambam. Ner Shabbos, and what will the Rambam do with the case of Shabbos Chanukah? The first question, we can understand very well according to the Rambam. The fact that we benchlicht early on Shabbos, is that really an indication that the Mais Hadlaka does not have to be at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah? If the entire mitzvah of Ner Shabbos would only be one of Oneg, the mitzvah simply derive benefit from the candles burning on Shabbos itself. And the fact that I light earlier is an indicator that the Mais Hadlaka does not have to be at the time of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But the Rambam himself maintains, as mentioned, Hadlaka, Saneros, and Shabbos, Nyantiv, two halachos, two kiyumim, not merely a mitzvah of Oneg, but also a mitzvah of Kavod. And the mitzvah of Kavod, as the Vilgon explains, means anything that we do Miba'od Yom, that is the kiyum of Kavod Shabbos. That means when we ben shlicht already before Shkia, it is not that we're lighting now to fulfill a mitzvah then, but rather, that already is the time of the kiyum HaMitzvah. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam's view. And therefore, that is true on Shabbos and Yantiv. When it comes to Chanukah, there's no mitzvah of Kavod. There, the Kiyum mitzvah begins Lachar Shetishka Achama, and therefore the Rambam assumes the Hadlaka can only be performed at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. That is true of Shabbos and Yantiv as a function of the mitzvah of Kavod. That is true of Chanukah itself. And therefore the Rambam perfectly consistent. Why one would distinguish between Shabbos and Chanukah? Because the Kiyum mitzvah of Shabbos is Mibod Yom, not true when it comes to Chanukah. And what about that second kasha? What would the Rambam do with Shabbos Chanukah? At first glance, one could argue, simply that's an exception. Look, you have no choice. You can't wait until Shabbos to light. See, even the Rambam will have to admit that on Shabbos Chanukah, the Mais Halacha can be separated, divorced from the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But is that really true? So here the Mechaber writes a very great Chiddush, the very first sugya in Shabbos Chafei regarding Chanukah is the sugya of Kavsa. What happens if a person lights the Ner Chanukah in a fashion that one could anticipate that the Ner Chanukah will burn properly, and all of a sudden, unexpectedly, it goes out? Do we assume Zakukla or Eno Zakukla? Is the mitzvah fulfilled or is the mitzvah not fulfilled? So the Maskanas HaGemara is Kavsa Eno Zakukla. Technically speaking, you lit the Ner Chanukah, it went out very quickly. It should have burned much longer. Technically, one is Yotzei. We would suggest relight, but relight without a bracha. The mitzvah is already fulfilled. Kavsa, Eino Zakukla. If the Ner becomes extinguished, there is no need to relight. Let me ask you the following question. The Rashba maintained the following Chiddush. The Gemara tells us, Tishka chama shetichla rega man hashuk, you can light early, as long as the candle continues to burn, mishetishka chama, ashetichla rega man hashuk. What would happen in the following case? A person opts to follow this view of the Rashba. He lights at 4 o'clock, and all of a sudden, 4:10, 4:15, before Shkia, the ner becomes extinguished. Would you argue, look, kavsa enu zalkuklo? So certainly not. The Rashba writes that when do you assume kavsa enu zalkuklo? If it was burning at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, if it was burning already at 4:30 and beyond, then kavsa enu zalkuklo. But if you lit early, and the ner became extinguished before Shkia, of course you have to relight with a bracha. The mitzvah was not fulfilled. The Mechaber writes in Tafrei Shain Gimel, Hilchos Chanukah, the following chiddush. That is true generally. You light at 4:15, the ner becomes extinguished before Shkia, you're obligated to relight and to relight with a bracha. The mitzvah was not fulfilled. What happens on Shabbos Chanukah? Here the Mechaber writes a very great chiddush. You light at 4 o'clock, you didn't even bench licht yet. And now, all of a sudden, 4:10, right, the Ner Chana becomes extinguished, the Mechaber writes, you're ready, Yotze. Kavsa inu zalkuklo. You don't have to relight. If you can relight, just relight it for the Kiyum HaPrisim and Issa, but without a bracha. The mitzvah is fulfilled. How can the mitzvah be fulfilled if the Ner Chana was not burning mishetishka achama ad shetichla rega man hashuk? What do you see according to the Mechaber? According to the Rambam, the Maisa Hadlaka has to be at the time of the Kiyum Mitzvah. On Shabbos that cannot be. You can't wait until Shkia in order to light, so therefore Shabbos must be an exception. But Lahalacha, the exception is not that you're allowed to light before the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The exception is that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is earlier. Our premise is maintained. Hadlaka only at the time of the fulfillment of the Mitzvah. On Shabbos, since you cannot light after Shkia, so therefore the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Mibod Yom. And that's how the Mechaber writes that if Kavsan Erev Shabbos, Mibod Yom, you're Yotzei. Not because you did a Mais Hadlaka, because the Kiyum HaMitzvah was Mibod Yom. That means that that will answer the second Kasha of the Rashba as well, against the Rambam. What would the Rambam do with Shabbos Chanukah? Isn't that an indicator that you can split off the Mais Hadlaka from the later Kiyum HaMitzvah? The answer according to the Rambam is, that's not true at all. And Shabbos Chanukah, the Mechaber explains the Kiyum Mitzvah is Mibod Yom, because that is the only time that you could light. That would mean, according to the Rambam, in all cases, Ma'is Hadlaka only at the time of Kiyum HaMitzvah. On Shabbos, Nyantet, the Kiyum Mitzvah is earlier because of Kavod. On Chanukah, the Kiyum Mitzvah is only after Shkia. You have to wait to light. On Shabbos Chanukah, the Kiyum Mitzvah is earlier, and that's what you see from the Chaber that Kavsa Eino Zalkakot. This is a Chiddush that Rav Turtzin from the Talmid of the Briskarav explained to answer the Kasha of the Rashba against the Rambam's view. So this is the first explanation of the Gemara, Mishetishka Achama Ad Shetichla Rego Min Hashok. The Gemara then raises the following question. What exactly is the Chiddush of the Gemara? That the mitzvah of Ner Chanak is Mishetishka Achama Ad Shetichla Rego Min Hashok. The Gemara has two possibilities. Number one, Ilo Adlik Madlik. That is the only time normally that one can light. You can light until Tichla Rega Min Hashuk. After that, one cannot light at all. Chiddush of the Gemara. After ready Tichla Rega Min Hashuk, the simple understanding of the Gemara, no longer a possibility of Hadlaka. That's the first explanation. The Gemara says, Inami. Another possibility is the following, L'shiure. The Gemara is telling us, how much Shemin do you need in this Ner? How long should it burn? I'll light at the proper time, and how long must it burn? Ad shetichla rega min hashuk. Those are two alternative answers the Gemara gives. What does it mean that the mitzvah comes to an end? Mishetichla rega min hashuk. One possibility is that's the latest time that you can light. The second possibility is inami l'shiure, how long the candle should burn. Good? So Tosus raises the following kasha. Halacha l'maisa, Tosus writes, a person comes home very late. Tosa Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Mabez. It's already la'achar shetichla rega min hashuk. What do you do? So Tosa says, you light misafek. According to the first explanation of the Gemara, that ilo adlik madlik, the Gemara is explicit, the latest time you can possibly light is at tichla rega min hashuk. After that, it's already 3 in the morning, you can no longer light. According to the second explanation of the Gemara, inami l'shiurei, in principle one can light in the middle of the night. And therefore Tosa says, machlokis in the Gemara, light misafek. The simple understanding of lighting misafek means light but do not recite a bracha. That's what Tosa writes, that mi'ikar hadin, la'achar shetich l'regom en hashuk, light misafek, because after all, according to the first view in the Gemara, you cannot light. According to the inami l'shiurei, then one is allowed to do so. Tosus writes an interesting chiddush, very important to Zman Hazeh. That was all true in earlier times when they used to light outdoors. Zman Hazeh, Tosus writes, we light inside. The Ikar Pusumanis is for the Bnei Bayis. So therefore, if a person comes home very late at night, but yet there's still Pusumanis within, then a person can light even with the bracha. So in earlier times, hadlaka misafek. Zman Hazeh, lighting indoors, hadlaka betoras vadai, for the persimmon issa within the house itself. That's the view of Tosis. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes in Perek Daleth Hilchos Chanukah, there's no machlokis at all. The Gemara gives two possible explanations of that line in the Braisa, mitzvasim ishetishka chama shetich l'regam nashuk, but how can you argue there's a machlokis? According to the first day, ash shetich l'regam nashuk, you mean to assume that there's no shir, tener Chanukah at all? And according to the second day, inami l'shiurei, you can light any time that you want. You can light at 3 in the morning. Isn't part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah persumen issa? And even according to Tosas, very difficult, no? What is the meaning of inami l'shiurei? According to the first explanation of the Gemara, ilo adlik madlik, that means the latest time you can light is tichle regem nashuk. And according to the second day, you can light at any time that you want, even in the middle of the night, as long as there is a shir. What is the significance of the shir? No? What is the shir? If I were to light at shkia, and shkia until tichle regem nashuk, let's assume, is an hour. So therefore, the shir is an hour? When you light at 3 in the morning, the shir is an hour? Why is an hour relevant at 3 in the morning? If you're lighting at shkia, you understand very well why an hour is relevant. Because that's how long it will be until everyone is in their home. Why is an hour relevant if you are lighting la'achar shetich l'regam nashuk? That's why the Rambam assumed there can't be any machlokes. Both are true, the Rambam writes. You must light A, during the window of time, from shkia until tich l'regam nashuk. And the Rambam has a very different explanation of inami l'shiurei. You know what inami l'shiurei means? How much shemen do you need? You know what the answer is according to the Rambam? As much shemen that is necessary for the candle to burn, ad shetich l'regam nashuk, until there's no longer persimmon issa. You ask me, how much oil do you need? How big should the candle be? The Rambam writes, it all depends when you light. If you light at shkia sacham, which the Rambam writes is the appropriate time to light, make sure you have an abundance of oil that can burn until tichle regem nashuk. If you're lighting 5 minutes before tichle regem nashuk, 5 minutes worth of oil, the mitzvah comes to an end. L'achar shetichle regem nashuk. The Rambam couldn't envision that there's a need to see to it that the candles will burn. According to the Rambam, there's no independent mitzvah of hadlaka separated from persumin issa. And therefore, if there's no longer pirsum hanes, there's no longer a mitzvah hadlaka. So if a person comes home, Tosus writes, you like misafek, you like without a bracha. According to the Rambam, no hadlaka whatsoever. No? There's no kiyam hadlaka. That's very important, mahalaka. Whether we should assume there's an independent mitzvah of hadlaka asaneros, aside from persumen issa. So these are two views. View number one, Tosus like misafek. View number two, the Rambam do not like. There's a third view. And that's found in Chedush HaRashba. And that's Sugi and Shabbos. Not Chaf Aleph. The Rashba writes, doesn't the Mishnah and Megillah tell us that anytime there's a mitzvah shebayom, the mitzvah is kol hayom. A mitzvah balayla, the mitzvah is kol halayla. A person, for whatever reason, is able to get his hands on a Megillah at 3 in the morning. What would you tell him to do? Read the Megillah. There's no persimmon issa. Read the Megillah. Ideally, you're right. You should read the Megillah in a fashion that lends itself to the greatest persimmon hanes. If you can, you're still obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah. The Rashba writes a very great chiddush that everyone agrees. This is also true when it comes to Ner Chanukah. there is a mitzvah of hadlakas ner Chanukah, just like there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, independent of Pirsum HaNisa. And therefore, at 3 in the morning, you light with a bracha. It's true, that's not an ideal hadlaka. The ideal hadlaka is one that lends itself to Pirsum HaNeis. But bottom line is that there's a mitzvah hadlaka saneros without Pirsum HaNeis at all. Halacha l'maaseh, it's a machlok, it's the Magen Avraham and Chemed Moshe. A person is on the road, he's traveling during Chanukah, he's in his hotel room. There is no one there who is going to see the neros aside from him. What do you do in that particular case? Machlokes Chemed Moshe, Magen Avraham, whether you light with a bracha, without a bracha. Pasha Pshat, that is the machlokes, the Rambam, the Rashba. Do we argue that there's a mitzvah hadlaka independent of Pirsum HaNeis? The Rashba writes, of course you light at any time of the night, even if it is in the middle of the night and there's no one else who is there. The Ritva quotes a fourth opinion, and that's the view of the Sefer HaTrumas. A person in the time of the Gemara comes home very late at night. People are no longer found in the streets at all. So what does a person do? According to Tosafot, light without a bracha. According to Rambam, don't light. According to Rashba, light. You know what Sefer HaTrumas writes? Light indoors. Light indoors. Mikar HaDin, it's best to light outside, because that is the greatest Pirsum HaNeis. Everyone in the street will see. No one is there. Lachar Shetich L'Rega Min HaShuk. So now, light inside. That's the Sefer HaTrumas writes. Why didn't Tosus write that? No? What did Tosus say? Tosus says that if you come home very late at night, what do? You have a dilemma. No? Light without a bracha. But then Tosus immediately adds, Bizman hazeh, that we light indoors, problem solved, light indoors with a bracha. If that's good enough for us, why was it good enough in earlier times? That's exactly what Sefer HaTrumas writes. That even in the time of the Gemara, that if you came home very late, lachar shetich l'regel min hashuk, light indoors with a bracha. Tosa says, we can do that, but they could not have done so. What is that machlokas between Tosas and the Sefer HaTrumas? The simple explanation is the following. The Gemara tells us that mikar hadin, a person should light outdoors, the greatest Pirsum HaNeis. The Gemara says, however, v'shas ha-sakana, if you're dealing with a dire situation, it could be a shas ha-sakana. Meinichal gabi shulchano v'dayo. Then light indoors. I'll ask you a very simple question. Was that a separate takana? V'shas ha-sakana? Or was that always true? No? Two possible ways of understanding that Gemara. One of understanding is very simply. Light in Er Chanukah in a place where there's the greatest Pirsum HaNeis. So therefore, if it means lighting outside, light outside. If you can't light outside, for example, Shas HaSakana, light inside. That wasn't a separate takana. The very essence of Ner Chanukah is light where there's an abundance of Pirsum HaNeis. If you can do it outside, outside. If you can't, then inside. Maybe one could argue very differently. The regional takana of Ner Chanukah was only Samach LePesach, outdoors. Then the Gemara dealt with the harsh reality. What do you do given a Shas HaSakana? That required a separate takana of Hadlakas HaNeros in the house. In earlier times, that was not an option. Only post that later takana does that become relevant. That seems to be the machlokes between Tosus and the Sefer HaTrumas. Tosus assumed what is good now was not good then. In earlier times, the only option was lighting outdoors. And therefore, if it's lachar shetich l'reg min hashuk, then you light without a bracha. Tosus says, but we who live after the subsequent takana, the allowance of lighting indoors, which only was granted to us and not to earlier times, we can light inside with a bracha. That's a very different Pirsum HaNeis for the Bnei Bayis, not for those who are outdoors. The Sefer HaTrumas understood that's not true. If it's good for us, it was good for them. Mikar HaDin, they as well could light inside. And therefore, Sefer HaTrumas writes the simple Eitzah. Then if a person comes home very late, you don't have Pirsum HaNeis outside. Light inside. This machlokes, Tosus in the Sefer HaTrumas, very interesting. As to whether what the Gemara tells us, v'shas ha-sakana meinichal gabi shulchano, is that just simply, right, a clear observation, or is that a separate takana? That also was relevant for the following machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham. In many ways, Ner Chanukah is patterned after Hadlakas Haneros in Beis HaMikdash. Makes sense that should be so. If what we're commemorating is the Nes of the Pach HaShemen in Mikdash, so therefore one could envision that there should be many links l'halacha between the Hadlakas Haneros that we do in our homes with Hadlakas Haneros in the Mikdash itself. For example, the concept of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Why is that true? The Ran explains because in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah was one of Hadlaka. Or furthermore, Osa Lihishtamesh Leorim. I'm not allowed to utilize the Ner. Why is that true? That's Ke'ein Menorah Shem HaMikdash. I'm not allowed to utilize the Ner in Mikdash. There's Nisar Mi'ilah. The same thing is true when it comes to these Neros. Very different what we discussed in Shabbos. On Shabbos, one must utilize the Ner Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of Oneg. If you don't, it's a bracha levatala. And Ner Chanukah Dumi de Mikdash, in such an instance then, also lihishtam lishli ora. Good? The Ravid even writes a very great chiddush. The Ravid is bothered regarding Nusach HaBracha. Why is the bracha lehadlik with a lamed? Why, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, is the bracha al mikra Megillah? How do you separate between the al and le in terms of bracha? That's what the Gemara discusses in Psachim and Avzayin. Right, discussed in the Rush, in the very beginning of Psachim, in Perek Aleph Semen Yud, in Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalet Semen Yud. Lengthy discussion in the Rush. The prefix of al and le. But how do you distinguish between lehadlik ner as opposed to the case of al mikra Megillah? The Ravid writes a chiddush that perhaps when it comes to a mitzvah drabanon, al is recited. It doesn't fit in with all of our examples. But the Ravid writes, maybe when it comes to a mitzvah drabanon, al, when it comes to a mitzvah daraisa, then le, that's one of the factors the Ravid writes, which is very relevant, Berakit Aleph and Vilkas Brachos, is it a bracha on a mitzvah daraisa, a mitzvah drabanon? So the Ravid writes, and how does that explain our difference? Chanukah, that Hadlaka is Ke'en Daraisa because of Mikdash. And therefore the Nusach that Chazal used is the Daraisa Nusach. Mashen came when it comes to Mikra Megillah, a mitzvah Rabbanan, therefore Al Mikra Megillah. That's the Chiddush that the Ravid writes explicitly. Chazal were Koveya the Nusach HaBracha of Le in order to tell us that this is Ke'en Halakha Sheba Mikdash. There are many exceptions to this particular case. Asli Shtamesh Leorah. One is not allowed to utilize the Ner Chanukah. I ask you a simple question. I understand. It's not fitting to use the Ner Chanukah for mundane purposes. Good? I'll sit there and I'll count my items, my wares, coins, right, using the Ner Chanukah. Inappropriate. What about for the purpose of a mitzvah? Am I allowed to utilize the Ner Chanukah for a purpose of mitzvah? So the Mechaber writes, Tofrei Shain Gimel, that no, that Ein Mishtam Shin Leorah, one cannot use the Ner Chanukah, Afilu Tash Mishal Mitzvah. Even for the purpose of a mitzvah, one should not go ahead and do so. Don't use the Ner Chanukah. Where did the Mechaber get this from? Is that explicit in the Gemara? True, the Gemara says, Osel Yishtamish Leona. But is it clear that that applies even with Tzorech Mitzvah? So the Vilna Gaon writes, Tafrei Shain Gimel, Sikot Nehei. It's explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, what happens if a person only has a single Ner? And he has to choose whether to use that Ner for Chanukah or whether to use that Ner for Shabbos. Which one should he use it for? Chanukah for Siman Yisrael. Shabbos, Shalom Bayis. Which one takes precedence? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Good? The Vagon writes very simply. If one should argue that the Tzorech Mitzvah, one is allowed to utilize the Ner, why do you have to choose at all? Let him light a single Ner, having in mind that it is both an Ner Shabbos, both an Ner Chanukah, and therefore light it as an Ner Chanukah and use it for the purpose of Oneg Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon writes, that's the source of the Mechaber. You see that that's not an option. Even for the purpose of a mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara says you have to choose between one and the other, and Ner Shabbos would take precedence because Ner Shabbos Adif, based on Shalom Bayis. That Raya of the Gaon, that's assuming like the Sefer HaTshumos. Sefer HaTshumos writes that, you know what? That even in earlier times, when you were lighting outside, there was always an option of lighting indoors. Because if you assume, like Tosas or Shita, that before the takana of Shas HaSakana, the Ner Chanukah could only be outdoors, I'll give you a simple answer to the Kasha of the Gaon. Why couldn't the Gemara say, light a single candle for both Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah? You know what I'll tell you the problem is? Makom Hadlaka. The Ner Chanukah must be outdoors. The Ner Shabbos must be indoors. That's why the Gemara could not maintain that use the same candle for both. Not necessarily a zaraya, that even for the purpose of a mitzvah, asli hishtamish neora. The Gaon is assuming like the Sefer HaTrumos. Ideally, you light outside. That's the greatest pirsum hanes. But if that cannot be, you light indoors. And therefore, if you only have one candle, that would be a great etzah. Light indoors for Ner Shabbos as well as Ner Chanukah. Why can that not be done? The answer is, asli yishtamish neora. Once you declare that this is Ner Chanukah, that's it. It can't be used any longer for the Ner Shabbos. This is against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, it's the exact opposite. In Tafrei Shain Ches, Magen Avraham is bothered. Why didn't the Gemara suggest this exact difference? The Magen Avraham writes a great chiddush lahalacha. Bizman hazeh, you don't have to pick and choose. Bizman hazeh, if you only had a single ner, light indoors, and label that is Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Ah, yosli yishtamei shiora. You're right. Under normal circumstances, don't use it. Here, what does it mean, asli shtamei shiora? You're not going to light the Ner Chanukah at all. You're only going to use it for the purpose of Ner Shabbos. Push comes to shove, if the other option is no hadlaka, then mutli shtamei shiora. And therefore, light inside as a Ner Shabbos and the Ner Chanukah. Why didn't the Gemara then say that? Why did the Gemara say you have to choose between a Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah? The answer is Gemara was dealing with prior to the later Takana Vishasa Sakana, where the Gemara insisted that you can only light outdoors, Ner Shabbos is only indoors, and therefore you didn't have that option of lighting the single candle for both Shabbos and Chanukah. That's the Machlokas, the Gaon Magen Avraham. That is exactly the Machlokas Tosas and Sefer HaTrumos. The Sefer HaTrumos that assumes that one always has option, if necessary, to light indoors, and Tosas assumes that's an option for us, but not for earlier times. That was a separate takana, b'shasa sakana. Those are the four possible views. And understanding this machlokis in the Gemara, ilo adik madik, inami leshura, la'ach arshetich l'regam nashuk. Tosas says, you light without a bracha, the Rambam you don't light, the Rashbi you light with a bracha, the Sefer HaTrumos you light indoors. Bizman hazeh, Tosa says one can light indoors because if people in the house are up, that is the main persimonisa from the perspective of the B'nai Bayis. This is an important concept when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the relationship between the mitzvah of hadlaka and the concept of persimonisa. According to the Rambam, they go hand in hand. There's no independent mitzvah hadlaka if there is no pirsum hanes. Whereas according to the view of the Rashba, that's not true. Just as Kriya Samagila can occur even in the middle of the night, it's not the ideal time, the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah, but nonetheless there's a mitzvah of Kriya independent of Pirsum and Issa. So too the Rashba writes when it comes to the mitzvah of Hadlaka scenarios as well, and therefore there's a Kiyum mitzvah of Hadlaka even the Achar Shetich L'Regam and Ashuk, and only L'Chad Chil is a mitzvah Namuchar. Should one see to it that you light in a fashion that lends itself to the greatest pirsum hanes. This is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba regarding pirsum inisa and halakas and eros. In the earlier machlokas that I cited, the relationship between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Is Shabbos an example of lighting before the Kiyum mitzvah, or should we assume no? That is the uniqueness of the mitzvah of Kavod. This is the chiddush that the Vilna Gaon alludes to when it comes to Ner Shabbos, that there are two elements to every aspect of hadlakas and eros. I often mention when women ben shlicht, mi bod yom, they should have multiple kavana. They should have much in mind. Number one, they should have in mind is what the Rambam tells us, that this is the mitzvah of kavod, not just simply the benefit that subsequently is derived, but this is the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, the mitzvah of kavod yantif. And furthermore, generally when women ben shlicht, they also are accepting upon themselves the fact that it is Shabbos Nyantif, we've discussed in earlier Shiurim, the mitzvah, the Magen Avraham writes, a mitzvah daraisa of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantiv, and the need to bear that in mind, because after all, mitzvah srichas kavana. So aside technically from the mitzvah of Hadlakas and Eros, the kiyum is the Rambam writes, a kavod and oneg, and if through the vehicle of Hadlaka one accepts upon themselves Shabbos, then the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tosefes. Important to bear in mind all those elements are true when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, there the simple key mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and therefore the Rambam writes, even though one has the option of lighting early on Shabbos, that doesn't apply when it comes to the days of Chanukah. Mirtz Hashem, in next week's Shir, we'll discuss some of the aspects of Hashkaf as well, when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Beautiful Chiddush that the Baal HaMor has in Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun Beis, why it was necessary to have a Chanukah HaMizbeach. And the question dealt with at very great length by the Achronim, why was it so necessary to find that single Pach HaShemen? Don't we assume that Tumah is either Hutra B'tzibur, Chuya B'tzibur, the Gemara in Yuman Daf Vav and Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis? Why was it so necessary to find Shemen that was Tahor in order to see to it that the Neros of Chanukah could continue to burn?